From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Idsty. Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Baghdad, and we'll be hearing from him in a few minutes. We start our program tonight with two reports about the U.S. battle to restore order and create a new government in Iraq. A delegation from Iraq's governing council met with the country's leading Shiite cleric today. The envoys were hoping to salvage the interim constitution that cleric vetoed yesterday. NPR's Ivan Watson has been following the story, and we turn to him first. Ivan, tell us about today's meeting with Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Any word on whether he's prepared to compromise on the interim constitution?
It's not clear yet, John. So far, we've just heard that a number of these delegations met with some of his aides, perhaps also his son. The Ayatollah Sistani's son was included in these meetings. And after the meetings, some of the governing council members told journalists that they were hopeful for some kind of compromise. They were hopeful that the document, which was supposed to be signed yesterday, may actually be signed on Monday. If, in fact, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani was the one who prompted this, as some have described it, this boycott of the signing ceremony on Friday that so embarrassed the U.S., which had set up this elaborate ceremony, it is showing a trend that he is increasingly stepping into the political process here in Baghdad. It's not the first time he's done this. He has twice kind of foiled U.S. plans for the future of this country. This is the third time he appears to have directly intervened in the political process here, and it does raise some questions as to what kind of a role he will play in the coming months. Again, the U.S. hopes to hand over sovereignty on July 1st and end the U.S. occupation of this country then.
Mm-hmm. And this constitution is a must before that happens.
Well, it's the first step in what is a plan to hand over that sovereignty. And if that cannot be met, if the U.S.'s allies, remember this is a hand-picked governing council, if they can't come to agreement, it does raise some serious questions about what may happen over the next couple of months.
How are the other ethnic and sectarian groups responding to this veto?
I spoke with one of the Kurdish officials who was in on the meetings yesterday. He described them as very frustrating. In fact, he said it was quite awful. He says that the clause that the Shia groups have been objecting to at the last minute is something that gives minorities the right to prevent people with an Islamist agenda from trying to push an Islamist constitution on the minorities down the road after the U.S. ends its occupation.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Thanks very much, Ivan.
Thank you, John.